Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Lo, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. For the next 3 weeks, I will be sharing something that is close to my heart, something that I have been doing for the past 22 years, 10 years professionally, meaning companies, organizations pay me to do this. And as you've already guessed it, it's speaking. How to speak effectively, effective communication. For speakers, you've been doing it for quite a while, you're an aspiring speaker, then this is for you. However, for those who feel like, I don't think I need speaking in my job, that's not me, it's not my personality, let me tell you that speaking has a magnifying effect and a multiplier effect, meaning it magnifies who you are and what you do. If you're an entrepreneur, you speak effectively, you can promote your business even more. Or you're a manager, you want that promotion, or you are just starting. No matter what you do for a living, you're a housewife, you need to convince your husband or your kids to obey you. It has a multiplier effect, helping you to multiply yourself and do more with what you are doing through the power of speech. So sit back, relax, and we're going to have a great time in the next 3 weeks. And I want to invite you to my program also called Never a Dull Moment. Deliver transformative speeches and never be boring again, even if you are not a professional speaker. So let me start with this statement. Many of the breakthroughs we are waiting for, you and I are waiting for, is just one speech away. Maybe it's that promotion that you've been waiting for years. Someone else got the job, got the promotion because that person speaks more eloquently or has convincing powers, even if you know that you are more capable and you deserve that promotion. Or before you hear the words, I do, how did that proposal go? Or you need to make a presentation to a client, a big client, or you need to close that business deal, or to seek forgiveness, or to forgive someone. This is, I believe, one of the most difficult for me, to express what's inside your heart. And to say the words, the three most difficult words in the English language, I love you. So there are many things that we can do if we learn this skill. And a few years ago, more than a decade ago, I started this restaurant business. And we put up a restaurant and then another one. And then we had a commissary. I needed to raise 10 million pesos. I was young. And the mall operator, well, this mall has it all. The manager told me, you need to sign a contract in a month's time or else we have to give it to someone else, that space. And I was naive. I believed the manager. So in 3 weeks' time, I was able to raise 10 million in 3 weeks' time. I thought that was the difficult part. But what was really difficult was when we lost everything, I had to speak to each one of those investors. Imagine mo, kausap mo siya, nawala lahat yung ininvest. The majority understood. They understand business and they accepted that we're going to close. However, there were a few who were angry, who wanted their money back, even if I didn't make any guarantees. Lumalabas talaga kung sino yung tao pagdating sa pera, pero you can't blame them because that's also their hard-earned money. And we ended up closing due to uncontrollable events. So this was me when it happened. After a few years, I was big, I was overweight, 30, 40 pounds. I lost my confidence, I lost my self-esteem. 2012, and in 2013, that's me on the right. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you can also view this on my YouTube account. We'll share later para makita niyo yung mga images, yung mga slides. So, kahit pala sa itsura, no? Mukha naman akong umuoki, no? Yung pumogi ba ng konti. When I lost weight, I gained my confidence back and I finally discovered my calling in life, which is to help people be their greatest unique self through speaking, through coaching, through writing, through training. And speaking is one of the closest and most important, I believe, facet of who I am. That's why I'll be inviting you to the Never a Dull Moment Speaking Masterclass and the live premium event. We'll share the details in a while. And you can use this whether online or on stage. Deliver transformative speeches and never be boring again, even if you are not a professional speaker. So the power of speech, it encompasses our job, the multiplier effect. And you will see this in people who knows how to communicate effectively. Mas mabilis yung progress nila, mas marami silang mga nagagawa. So, it can be learned. It can be learned. This is my daughter, Gabby. And a few weeks ago, she was so happy kasi first time niyang nag-overnight nang hindi kasama yung family. She's with her classmates in their school. And they went to Tagaytay. So, kami naman, pumayag na kami kasi school naman. But she needed to convince me. Dad, I have this, kulang na lang gumawa pa ng ano, ng proposal, no? Or parang business plan. And her classmates can't believe that she hasn't. Hindi pa siya nakaka-overnight kahit na once when all of her classmates stayed with their friends' homes. Some have done it several times. So she was so happy. Maliit na bagay. Pero speaking pa din, no? By the way, for those na medyo nag-iisip, mahirap yata yan, I trained my daughters when they were 8 and 9 years old, Gabby and Alexa. And you can see their image here. Ayan sila, mga cute-cute pa. Ngayon hindi na cute dahil magti-teenager na. And they stole the show. They made people laugh. They inspired people. So anyone can learn this. Anyone can learn this. Now, this is very, very important. Listen to this. If you can speak, you can influence. If you can influence, you can change lives. Wow. You can change lives. Your message can change lives. Your life can be inspirational. And you have so many things that you can teach that people can learn from you. Now, this is the number one enemy of speaking. B-O-R-I-N-G. Boring. Yeah, and if you're still here, then you're not bored. Hopefully. My kids would always tell me that. And you've seen this in shows like Shrek. I'm bored. Donkey would say it. I'm bored. My kids would also say it. I'm bored. Dad, I'm bored. Sasabihan ko yan. Guys, you just watched a movie last night. You used your cell phone a while ago. You can do so many things. You can talk to each other. We can play a board game. There is no room for that word in this house. Bored. But if I'm speaking, I can't tell that to my audience. Guys, there's no room here to be bored. You have to listen to me kahit na boring na. Kasi pag boring ang message natin, una, ito yung mga causes niyan, information overload. You're teaching them too much. There's info glut that they cannot receive anymore because they can't understand it. Their cup is full. They might be using two cups already with all the information that you give. And I know some speakers, maybe 5 cups already. Information overload. Monotonous voice. Excited ba kayo dyan? Okay? Or high-pitched voice, very, very high. Hello, good morning. I've just heard a speaker do this last week. Nakakapagod, biruin mo. Nagsalita siya ng 30 minutes. Ang sakit sa tenga. Yung umpisa parang, wow, engaging, maganda. Low energy. Okay? Or too much energy. And not being able to read the audience. Different strokes for different folks. Even the way I speak now in a podcast, it's very different when I speak live. It's different when I speak to a client. I have a client meeting. It's different when I do trainings, when I do coaching. Good morning! Tas coaching one-on-one lang kami. So, reading an audience. It's very different to speak to a real estate company, to an insurance company, to retail, bank, a network marketing company. Magkakaiba lahat yan. So yung delivery natin, understand how to read your audience. And lack of connection. Many would say that content is king. It's not. If it is, then you would have enjoyed school all the time. Content is not king. It is connection that is king. So that people can consume more of your content. If you have a connection with them. So a lack of connection causes boredom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So here are the key takeaways for this masterclass. And I'll be inviting you for the live premium event. I-invite ko kayo for 3 weeks. This will be in last week of June. Yan. So we'll be talking about the three stages of speaking. For this episode, yan ang pag-uusapan natin. Move from dread to tolerance to enjoyment. And then the second week, we'll talk about the three types of speakers. Learn to be a speaker who is appropriate in the moment. Okay, this actually helped a friend to sell 24,000 worth of books in just one speaking engagement. So I think one book is like 300 pesos sa computer na lang kung magkano yun. Never pa nangyari yan sa kanya. I think the most that he has sold in one talk is less than 5,000. And I taught him how to be appropriate in the moment. And he was able to accomplish that. And then, third is the three components of a speech to discover a formula to touch hearts and minds. Whew. So, a CEO said this alone was worth attending for him. After attending, the next week, he sent 30 of his employees on the next run to learn more and for their employees to understand the three components of a speech. So, a TV host also said that it is simply magic. 20 years na TV host who's now become a good friend, a student. So in 3 weeks natin, speaker, speech, and structure, the three things that we'll be talking about. Now, when we speak, we feel nervous. We have the jitters, sweaty palms, cold sweat. Your heart is pounding. Lahat tayo na experience natin yan when you are just starting. And people would ask me, after doing more than 3,000 talks, Jason, do you still get nervous? Kinakabahan ka pa ba? Lagi ko nakatatanggap yan ng question na yan eh. Sabi ko sa kanila, kabahan ka pag hindi ka na kinakabahan. Okay na kinakabahan tayo. Okay? But you can turn fear into excitement. Did you know that the feeling of fear, the feeling of nervousness, is the exact feeling that you feel when you are excited? So think in your mind, have a change in perception that I am not nervous. I am excited. And when you open your talk, good morning, everyone. I am very, very, very excited to be with you. Hindi nila alam, I am very, very, very nervous to be here. Nagsisimula tayo dun sa fear, no? Which is dread, okay? And if you feel that this is you, you dread speaking. Why do you dread speaking? And what are the physical manifestations of that dread, of that fear? The second is tolerance. You're tolerating it because you need to do it, right? It's part of your work. If anyone else can do it, then better. But since I was the one assigned, then I'll be doing it. When I was 21 years old, I was part of this direct selling company. I was forced to speak almost every week to a group of hundreds of people in Shangri-La Hotel. Yung circle doon ng Shangri-La Hotel, kulang na lang, umikot ako ng mga 5 to 10 times. I'm thinking of an excuse. Masakit yung chan ko, nahihilo ako, which is totoo. Nasusuka ako, which is totoo din. But I would always go to the seminar and speak so that I can connect down to the younger people in the audience because I was the youngest back then. And I was really bad, but I tolerated it. And then I didn't know that I would become better and better and better. And finally, I didn't know that God was going to lead me to where I am today. So tolerance. Or is it excitement? You're the rare breed. Na excited ka mag-speak. Na pag nag-speak ka, you're full of life. You're the life of the party. Or you're so full of purpose that, yes, I am excited. I know this will change people's lives. Wow. Been speaking for 22 years hanggang ngayon, nasa tolerance pa rin ako. But if you're here in excitement, good for you. Kaya itong mga skills na tuturo ko, this is a skill that you can learn. Kahit na kinakabahan ka, you can be excited. Even if you're an introvert like me, you can look like an extrovert if need be. So those are the three elements. And well, these are some of the talks that I've done. This is for a truck company. This is for an insurance company. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, you can check out my YouTube to see the slides there. This is for a network marketing company, their leaders. This is for soldiers. And I'll be having another talk for soldiers in the next few days. And this is for a real estate company. The way I spoke to the soldiers is very different from the real estate company. It's different from the way I spoke to the insurance company. Magkakaiba sila. And you know what happened? Just like that, everything was taken away from us. It was like Thanos snapping his fingers. Na infinity gauntlet tayo because of the pandemic. So yung nag-start na ng online, para akong back to zero. So nandun na ako sa tolerance, excitement. Nasa dread na naman ako. Yung marunong gumamit ng Zoom. Kailangan pala may lighting ka. Kailangan pala may mic ka. I had to relearn everything. And now I use an OBS system which is more effective when speaking. Yung mga slides ko lumalabas na lang sa tabi ko. Sa taas ng ulo ko. Or tabi ng ulo ko pala. I have a remote control here at home. I just press this and I can play any video that's there. That's saved in my computer. So bumalik ako dun sa dread. Pero kailangan, we always should be learning. No matter what. We should always be learning. And dread, the good thing about it, fear, you can outwork your fears. I would always ask this, what is the opposite of success? And people would say failure. I beg to disagree because there is no success without failure, right? Failure is part and parcel of success. For me, the opposite of success is fear because you didn't do what you intended to do because you were overcome by your fear. But the good news is you can always outwork your fears. You can always outwork your fears. So the three stages of speaking, ayan, yung sinasabi kong katabi ng ulo ko, dread, tolerance, and enjoyment. Those are the three components. As you learn more, actually, I will be asking you to do some exercises to help you understand
how you can overcome fear and to have a speaking state, an excellent state that bago kayo magsalita, boom, right? You're prepared, heart, soul, mind, and spirit. And I'll also explain the science of fear. Where does it come from? Okay? Kasi yung fear, may iba-ibang klaseng fear. There's panic and choking. So I'll be sharing more about that in the live premium event. Now, let me show you this. Did you know that it took the television 50 years to reach 50 million people? Facebook, it only took them 3.5 years to reach 50 million. But the game, Angry Birds, took only 35 days. Technology now. As in technology, they found out in this study that yung technology ngayon, yes, it outsmarts us, it helps us, but nalagpasan na tayo ng AI. So, research, they found out that ang mga highly skilled workers that would command higher incomes today and in the future, it's because of three capabilities. The first is the ability to perform rote tasks quickly. Meaning, mabilis sila no, dun sa mga kailangan nilang matapos. Tapos, yung second is their experience in evaluating data to determine a course of action. So, which is the best way to go? Okay? Those two can be done by AI and machine learning. They can quickly surpass us with those two abilities and capabilities. However, the third one, ito yung isa sa mga pinaka-importante. Okay? Which is, again, the ability to navigate the savviness in helping people navigate the course. Yan yung hindi na ituturo ng AI. Kasi yan na yung quality na kailangan ng communication, kailangan ng empathy. You need emotions to be able to talk to people. So, again, it's not just a soft skill. As I've mentioned, it's a multiplier. By the way, that study was from Harvard Business Review. And they say that speaking will continue to be one of the highest paying jobs in the world. Persuaders are irreplaceable. Persuaders are irreplaceable. Okay? So, if that was something that's interesting to you, this is just the first part. So, we have two more weeks in our podcast. You can register in the free masterclass. And after that, we'll have the live premium event. But registering the free masterclass, Never a Dull Moment, deliver transformative speeches and never be boring again, even if you are not a professional speaker. So you can contact us through our email. It's info@jasonlo.com. info@jasonlo.com. Or you can message us through this number, 0998-577-0248. So send us the message, give us your name and your email address, and we will send you the link to this free masterclass. So, yung ibang mga sinishare ko sa inyo ngayon, no, nandun siya with the PowerPoint and more comprehensive than what I shared now. After going through it, there is also an invitation there to join me in the live premium event along with Never a Dull Moment, those who graduated and eventually will become coaches who will teach you to deliver transformative messages and never be boring again. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Unique Life. This is Jason Law signing off again. You have been tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. God bless you. We'll see you again next week for part two. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.